I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A couple baseball games, the NBA Finals. Jerry Recco's going to get you caught up on all of that. Good morning, Jerry. What's happening this
good
morning?
Good morning to you, G. We're brought to you by 2 by London. Visit the engagement experts, Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. And we're also brought to you by the Ray Catino Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at the Ray Catino Service Center. First-class service at affordable prices. We'll start with the NBA Finals because that took place last night in Oakland, and it was the Raptors beating a depleted Warrior club.
Front court. Lowry down low. Leonard catch and shoot. Easy.
That was definitely easy.
He might as well have been in the gym by himself.
Yeah.
Kawhi knocks it down. He's got 30. The Raptors up 113-97.
And that is Raptors radio. They wound up winning 123-109. Those 30 for Kawhi Leonard, who was 9 of 17 shooting, 10 of 11 from the free throw line. All five Toronto starters in double figures as the Raptors take a 2-1 series lead. Here's Leonard, all good.
Just happy we were able to get a game 3 win. Another step closer to our goal.
He also says the fact that there was no Klay Thompson, you got no Kevin Durant, kind of had to go out there and win.
It's a lot of pressure, too. You know, if one of the main guys not playing, they can still come out and get a win. You know, Steph played great tonight.
Steph Curry did 47 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, but not enough. Here was Curry. Sucks not being at full strength.
Any injury in the playoffs is tough. But especially a guy like Klay, who's been so durable his whole career, and especially in the playoffs. And
Steve Kerr,
a guy like Klay, not a guy like Kevin.
Well, the question was
because
they made the decision.
We got to get Kevin Durant out of there. Yeah. That's obvious.
You're right. They don't even want him anymore.
Right,
that's the best thing
end
for
up
you,
with the
Kevin.
Clippers, probably.
Your teammates hate you, Kevin, and we love you. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tweet Kevin Durant, I love you, yesterday.
Yes.
I said I was going to do that every day.
Do it
day,
again, so. Yes.
There's love here for you, KD. It's
right.
All here for you.
Here's Steve Kerr. No excuses. We lost.
They outplayed us. They deserved it. And but I'm very proud of our effort.
Nick Nurse's, we did the job.
Each time they chipped, we kind of answered back. And that's kind of what you got to do if you're going to keep your lead.
And so Toronto has the series lead now at 2-1, game 4 tomorrow night at Golden State. And there are some rumblings that Durant could maybe play tomorrow night. We'll see. I don't think that's true, but you never know. At least that was one headline that I saw, and we'll see. Tonight in Boston, Game 5 Stanley Cup Finals, Bruins-Blues series tied 2-2. Baseball, Yankees and Blue Jays back and forth. They went in Toronto. Blue Jays ahead, Yankees ahead, and here come the Blue Jays coming right back.
Now the 1-1. Swung on and jolted a deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 3-run home run by Vlad Guerrero Jr. And the Blue Jays now take a 9-7 lead.
Yeah, hit it off of Britain. Yeah. It is John Sterling. Yeah, the call here on the Fan. They wound up winning 11-7 because you would get back-to-back home runs in this game as well from Randall Grichuk and Brandon Drury in the eighth. Grichuk homered in the first as well. And so the Blue Jays send the Yankees to their third straight
John
loss.
John, have a problem with that Grichuk home run. Because it was like, it looked like it could have been caught, just went over the wall. When I saw it, and I wasn't listening to John, I was thinking to myself, that one maybe could have been confusing for him.
Let's see. I can find it if you want to talk for a second.
Yeah, okay.
The second one or the first one?
And that is not me making fun of John. I wouldn't have been able to do it either.
Second home run or first one?
It was the one that just went over the wall. Play the first one. I think it was the first one.
All right. Here's the first home run for Grichuk.
Hit in the air to right field. Frazier goes back. No. He's on the track. He's near.
No, it's the second one. Sorry. The one to the left.
Here it comes. Randall Grichuk's home run.
2-2. There's another one. Deep left center field. And Hicks to the wall, leaping, it's gone.
No, he nailed it.
Sure did.
Nailed it.
A lot of home runs last night.
Too many. Too many against that Yankees bullpen. Mm-hmm. And I guess the Vlad Guerrero one, though, that wasn't a terrible pitch. It reminded me of his dad, the Vlad Guerrero Jr. one, where it was low and just boom, it pulled it right off the ground and knocked it out of the park.
So we're in the month of June. What is the record for home runs in the month of June? And how much will it be obliterated by the time we get to July this year?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out. I mean, I'm sure the pace already is about to break it.
Here's Boone. Give Guerrero some credit for beating Britain.
Sometimes, you know, the other guys are good too.
Yeah, especially him. Here's Britain. He says, this one's on me.
I think if I throw, you know, the pitches, execute the pitches the way I have been, you know, we win that game. So
that's not good. How good is DJ LeMahieu, though?
Yeah, I know.
3-for-5 last night.
I mean, when he has runners in scoring position, his batting average is ridiculous.
Well, yesterday, single to tie the game, and then a home run again to take the lead. I mean, the guy's just incredible.
Batting champion right there.
I mean, it's
what they're paying DJ, him. What, he's getting paid, what, 10, 12 million bucks?
12 million.
Okay, so he's getting paid pretty good. And not great, but it's good. But for what he is delivering the Yankees and playing a flawless second base and getting moved around when they need somebody to be, you know, playing third base or first base or whatever, he's the guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy, that is like, that's like one of the best offseason signings anywhere.
Yeah.
And by the way,
hard to argue.
Paxton needs to be better.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to start showing like why he's either a 1 or 1A.
Last night was the first bad start in a while.
Though. Here he was on, yes, 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, 4 2/3.
I just didn't execute very well the first few innings of the game. I just wasn't very sharp altogether tonight.
There you have it. Now the Yankees are 38-22, game and a half lead on Tampa as the Rays did win last night. Charlie Morton has an unbeaten streak now of 20 straight games. Tonight, Jay Happ faces Edwin Jackson on the Fan at 6:25. As for the Mets, needed a win, went out, and got a win with Vargas and some offense.
Rosario smacks one toward right center. Pilar on the run, racing toward the track. That's going to go. Home run, Amed Rosario.
And he knew it. He was posing for that one. That is Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Made it 5-0 at the time. Mets wound up shutting out the Giants 7-0. Mickey Callaway going with Jason Vargas for the complete game. 5-hitter, 8 strikeouts. How does Vargas' performance affect the team?
A lot. I could sleep tonight. No, he was fantastic. He really was. And you know what? You can't overlook the fact that we needed this bad.
Wow, you know, right. I mean, it's overstating true. A lot. I'm just everybody calm down. But, you know, he makes a statement there that at least I could sleep tonight. Obviously, after pulling Syndergaard and know he did the wrong thing and had to apologize to the team.
Yeah.
He did not sleep well the night before.
Of course not.
If at all. Poor guy, man. Here's Vargas. So he was tremendous. Complete game, 5-hitter, as you mentioned. He's now got an ERA of 3.57 as it continues to come down. 8th career shutout, 13th complete game. Early season struggles over.
I think that, you know, those types of things are behind us.
And did you see, I don't know if you saw, I know Al was pointing out that SNY hired a new media guy, right? Did you see that they posted Vargas in the dugout and said, caption this? It's a picture of Vargas. I swear to God, it looks like he is so high on weed. Right? It's a great picture of him. I didn't see what the results were.
I think he looks like John Lovitz.
A little bit. Huh. With hair.
Yeah. SNL's John Lovitz.
Yeah.
Comedian John Lovitz.
He looks like something.
Is there another Lovitz?
No, I'm just trying to make for the obscure reference people that might not have gotten it. I was just trying to explain who he was. That's all.
Along with Rosario, Michael Conforto homered. So did Adani Echevarria. Now, he was in because Robbie Cano started, drove in a run with a ground out in the first inning to give him a quick lead, but he didn't last long. Came out of the game with tightness in the quad. Injured list again, maybe?
I don't think so. I mean, he just got tightness and nothing else. I can move it everywhere, and then they do all the tests after that, and everything still looks good.
Well, we'll see if he plays today. I wouldn't expect him to.
The guy, he was the running to first prior to him exiting the game. The first one, you could tell he was shot.
That he's not himself.
Yeah, and then the second one was even worse. He just wasn't healthy. I mean, he came back not healthy. I don't know if he felt like he was rushed to come back because all the pressure on him or what, but the guy's not even near healthy.
Hmm.
It looked terrible. He's getting booed on the double play,
yeah.
You know, when he gets, because people don't know, and then he doesn't come back in a game, but he just, it looked pathetic.
Here was, now I have not heard this yet, but I'm just, because you're mentioning him coming back too early. This was Callaway asked about activating Cano.
You know, we knew that he was ready to be activated and play. You know, I think that he understands his body, you know, more than we could evaluate it. He looked great running down the line. He looked great fielding. He expressed to us he was ready to go.
No, we'll see.
I mean, if he looked great running down the line, that it was completely different than what we saw in the game.
Right, agreed. He said he wasn't pushing it, Cano said afterwards. Whatever. Phillies beat the Padres 7-5. Hey, guess who homered again?
Jay Bruce.
He's on fire, yeah. The Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers in 11-3-2. Marlins stomped the Brewers again 8-3. Brian Anderson with a grand slam. Cubs over the Rockies 9-8. Chicago to sign Craig Kimbrell. Looks like 3 years, $43 million for him. And then you had the Red Sox blanking the Royals 8-0 as Chris Sale was dominant.
Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three, an immaculate inning for Chris Sale. 9 pitches, 9 strikes. 11 punch-outs overall. He fans the side in the 8th inning. And he's been unbelievable. Only 92 pitches over 8.
That is pretty impressive. Red Sox radio with the call there. He finished with 12 strikeouts on the night as Boston did come away with the win. All right, some other things here. Cleveland Browns minicamp. Odell Beckham Jr. spoke yesterday for 19 minutes.
Here we go.
Very interesting. He starts about what he goes through, basically being Odell Beckham Jr.
I don't think anybody really knows what it's like to be me but me, you know, and what I go through on a daily basis.
He says he continues to try to escape his past.
As a man, I've tried to grow a lot and try and put a lot of stuff behind me, and it's like it just keeps getting brought up. There's no, like, I'm moving forward.
He says for him, there's only one thing that matters, and I would think, having watched him, we would challenge this a little bit, but maybe not.
This game's about winning. This game's, you know, I know some of us get stuck up on numbers, but this game's about winning. I'd much rather be in the playoffs than go for 1,200 yards.
Which I believe him, but he's sometimes not shown that. There have been games they've won where he hasn't been throwing the ball and he looks miserable. Right or wrong?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. He should look miserable. He wants to be a part of it. He wants to be the reason why they win. You know, I think that's... And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he wants to get his numbers because when he retires, he's going to want to be like, you know, Donovan McNabb. I belong in the Hall of Fame. Look at my numbers.
Now we get to, speaking of numbers, Brett Favre put up some numbers in his day.
Oh, yeah.
He sees Brett Favre in Baker Mayfield.
I watch football. You know, I really, really watch football. And that is a good comparison in my eyes. You know, I loved Brett Favre growing up. Baker has a lot of similarities to him.
One, he says he's a gunslinger like Favre with the velocity.
Just catching him from the first day, it was like, wow, this is completely different. it just takes time.
To get used to.
It's completely different.
Right. Yeah. I used to have to go and get the ball.
See, I'm glad you brought this up because this is actually, you know, I don't like the way this was written. Eli sucks. Fine. We got it. All right. But like the headline.
Isn't that your eyes?
That's the narrative, right? So the headline in the paper is Beckham takes a rips Eli or something like that, right?
That's not fair.
If you listen to him, it had nothing to do with it. It's kind of like when Favre came to the Jets. I remember Jericho Cotchery the first day they were out there in August in training camp. I remember Cotchery like, oh, I never caught a ball like this. So this ball just comes out different and fast, just like this. You won't rip at anybody, though. So it's just funny the way we take these words and we spin them into different headlines.
Yeah, he definitely didn't rip Eli, but there's no doubt about it.
He loves Mayfield, though.
Yeah,
of course.
And he definitely throws harder. He's younger. He's more of a skill set there right now than what Eli has at this stage of his career.
Energy. Was he 23?
Yeah, there's a lot more energy there. You know, that's the thing about being a younger player. You come in there and you start running around. You start making plays. That's why everybody was so, like, you know, just over the moon about Daniel Jones in practice the other day. He took off running. Oh, my God.
Right, I know.
We haven't seen that
in 15
years.
Who knew a quarterback could do that? Exactly.
And that, you know, because that's just not Eli's game. That's not Tom Brady's game. That's not Drew Brees' game. That's just not part of their arsenal.
It's the new game is what
anymore.
It is.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, but go ahead. Go run with it. Good luck.
And authorities in Florida say two girlfriends vanished with more than $500,000 in jewelry.
Here we go.
From Jets running back Le'Veon Bell's home in Hollywood, Florida.
Two girlfriends. These were like girlfriends that were free girlfriends, or were they girlfriends that maybe? Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
It's written a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
One says two acquaintances of his.
Right. Are they girlfriends with themselves, or and they're friends of his?
No, it's two girlfriends of him. That's the way I read it.
That's how I saw it, too.
Did he introduce them to each other?
I don't know. But they stole from him, and they're not his girlfriends anymore.
A big happy trio until they decided to rip him off?
Sure. That's potential there as well. Or maybe they were on the payroll and then decided, okay, we got enough out of this. Now let's steal this $500,000 worth of jewelry and
Now, are the police looking for them?
Yes, I believe they are.
And they're going to be arrested.
Well, this happened May 25th, apparently. Okay. So and I don't know if they've got
kind of
them
explains
or...
maybe, wasn't there an OTA or two going on around that time?
Oh, yeah, that's probably the reason why I didn't show up.
Maybe that, those were the personal reasons.
Yeah, oh, my God. What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
You got to feel like such a bum, too, when that happens to you. Like, you think you're living the life. You got the two girls. Everything's great. I'm Le'Veon Bell. I got the big contract. And all of a sudden, they just rip you off for $500,000 worth of your jewelry. Sucker.
Maybe he had, like, his own little Nixon thing going on down there.
What is that?
I don't know what that means.
You guys have no idea what that means?
A Nixon thing?
Nixon, yeah.
Nixon?
Yeah.
Nixon?
Nixon.
Eddie, you know what that means?
You guys don't read the papers. You have no idea what's going on.
Nixon, I know. But
I've heard of him.
Not President Nixon.
Nixon?
Yes.
I don't know what Nixon, and none of us do.
You don't pick up the newspapers. You don't follow the news. You don't hear about sex cults upstate. And
was this on Fox News?
No, it's on every news. It's here in New York.
Sex cults upstate?
I did see about that. Yeah. That I do know. Yes. I don't know the people involved, but yes, I am aware of that story.
Hmm. This was how long ago? Nixon?
This just happened.
Oh, it just happened?
Yeah. You know, it was Keith Raniere.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. That story. Nixon. I didn't know what the hell that was. All right, I gotcha. Yeah, so maybe you're saying that he had his own sex cult down there?
Maybe he did. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be a big story. Adam Gase.
How do you guys not know this story?
I didn't know it. I don't know, man. You gotta understand, like...
What?
There's a lot of sports going on, and then it's summertime. I'm not locked into sex cult stories. I'm just not. Like, I try to avoid the news. Like, I'm out, I'm enjoying the outdoors, and I got to get back home, I got to watch the Mets, the Yankees, the NBA final. Like, the sex cult thing, I missed it.
This is what happens when the softball game gets canceled again.
Right. Yeah, you end up deep diving into the sex cult.
You already binge-watched everything you wanted to binge-watch.
Oh, by the way, I did catch Chernobyl early evening last night, second episode. It's just getting... I thought my fear was that after the explosion, it was going to get a little dull. It's getting better and better.
That's when it really starts getting good,
man. Oh, my God. The second episode was amazing.
I'm telling you, and when you get to the last episode, episode 5, you will have what you need to have to get you through the initial foray of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it will be very satisfying for you.
Oh, wow. Good. Yeah, yes, I'm telling you.
That HBO, they got the right show. This is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know what? I was watching it last night glued, like one of those deals. Like, there was no distractions, no picking up the phone.
Speaking of glued to the TV, Allie, can you get the... Al's mic there for a sec. Allie, our makeup gal, who is one of our makeup gals, Jackie being the other. Allie, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. And what was the first question I asked you this morning when I walked into the office?
What is D-Day?
Right, and you kind of knew what it was.
First, I thought it was about sports.
Right, because we work at a sports thing, but you kind of knew what it was.
Yes.
And then I unfortunately turned on the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan for Allie, letting her know what 75th anniversary D-Day was.
Just a late watch.
Yeah. So I didn't mean to, like, you know, set you off, like, on a negative path today.
No.
But it was amazing, right?
It was, yeah.
I couldn't believe that you didn't, like you and Sal didn't go see the movie, or has Sal ever saw the movie?
I'm sure he has.
I think they were five when they were
10 years old, right? Yeah.
No, but like,
seriously. No, Sal's really into movies, though. So.
Well, that, yes. That was when? That would have been released 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was 1997.
Wow. 97?
98,
22 years ago. So, yeah.
So she was two.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You didn't go see it on the opener?
Yeah, you guys weren't there.
How amazing was
it? I was busy that night.
How amazing was that opening scene?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was really good.
Kind of gives you a real feel of what 75 years later was all about, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well,
congratulations on your engagement to Sal.
We haven't done that on the air yet.
You've got a great now Italian last name in your future. What's his last name? Squattaducci or something like that? It's like something crazy, right?
Sanquini.
All right. Yeah. So there you
Sanquini.
Go. That's a beautiful.
Allie Sanquini.
Sal, I'm just kidding. It's a beautiful Italian
Sal
name.
Sal and Allie.
It's pretty good.
Sanquini. Allie and Sal Sanquini.
Yeah. The Sanquinis.
The Sanquinis.
Yeah, we moved in next to the Sanquinis. You know, it was nice of the Sanquinis to drop off that casserole, that lasagna from the Sanquinis. You know. The Sanquinis always have the nicest desserts, don't they, the Sanquinis?
I think the Sanquinis put up too high of a PVC fence.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
And Allie, great job feigning interest and making Boomer feel better.
No, she really did.
See how
riveted.
Late I came with the coffee?
Yes.
That's how you know.
Yeah, she was riveted. She was.
Yep. All right.
All right, good job, Allie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.